Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Les Larson joins us. Les is the now retired Audubon County Emergency Management Director after 33 years of service to the area. Les, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it hard to imagine, as busy as someone is at some of the most awkward times when you're an emergency management coordinator, to suddenly see your life just kind of come to a point where you've got some free time?
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a challenge, I tell you.
I'm sure it is. Les, how did you first get involved in emergency management work?
Well, it happened clear back in 81, right, somewhere around 81. I had been playing around with the storm spotters using the old CB radios, you know, for communications, and I had a pretty good thing going. But then all of a sudden, the county board of supervisors kind of twisted my arm and wanted to know if I wouldn't be civil defense director because I could utilize that along with that. So that's about where it got started.
Isn't it hard to really go back and look at how many changes there have been in that industry over those years?
Oh, it's remarkable. When I started, it was civil defense back during the Cold War days, you know, with the preparing from their shelters and everything else, preparing for any foreign country maybe throw a nuclear bomb at us or something like that. So that was our main job. It was just preparedness and sheltering and things like that, and of course writing plans for it. But that was really the only thing that we had to really worry about. And of course later on they kept on adding everything else onto us too.
Yeah, the focus has changed so much over time. I'm sure the equipment has changed a lot too.
Yeah, it has. Of course, we started out, like I said, with the old CB radios, which was really worthless because when the storm came up, the communications just got dropped. So we went into public safety frequencies and using public safety radios and so on. As far as any other equipment is concerned, there really wasn't a whole lot of change except what we had, you know, personal.
You know, you hear so much from meteorologists these days talking about doing so much of their spotting through these Doppler weather systems and radar systems and things. But isn't it still important to have people that are willing to step up and be out there as trained spotters?
Well, it is important. That, like you say, there's a lot of things added to National Weather Service as far as their radars and the help they got for forecasting any bad weather. But they still use spotters because a lot of times the radar doesn't pick up everything that we see out here in the field, so they're actually in contact with the spotters out here, so they can call them where you're at, what part of the county you're in, what road are you on, and then they get an idea of what's going out here, too, just kind of verify what they're seeing on their radar.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing like having eyes out there to be able to report back.
That's correct.
I suppose the paperwork has changed over the years, too.
That's enormous. That's really one of the reasons why I'm glad to get out of it, because with the budget teams we had to make out and so on. Of course, see, I was involved also with 911, and we had to do budgeting for that, and of course, Homeland Security budget and the county budget. So it seemed like you just need even paperwork all the time, and it got to be quite a hassle. You just sometimes couldn't find to do your work out in the field like you're supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you think about emergency management, it doesn't matter so much if it's a big county, a heavily populated one, or a small county. Emergencies come up. Help is help. Everyone needs it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of emergencies coming up. You know, ours mostly related to the weather, you know, weather-related storms and ice storms and things of that nature. That was really our main issue here that we really was a hazard for any county, you know. So we had to prepare for that and write plans on it and just kind of get on the ball so that if something did happen, well, you'd be there to address it.
How much of it is planning ahead of time?
A lot of planning ahead of time. We write plans, emergency management plans and so on, to more or less pertain to every kind of a hazard that possibly can happen. We do several once in a while that there's a hazard analysis done, and then you kind of go from there to see what you got a plan for. And of course, most of ours is weather related and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, as emergency management coordinator, you're working for Audubon County. They're the ones that hand you the paycheck, but you are coordinating with a lot of folks at different levels, from schools and nursing home type facilities and things to local government officials at city and county and state levels, federal levels. You're dealing with a lot of people.
Yeah, we are. We use them. We work with them each spring and each fall on drills and exercises to get them familiar with what's going on. We actually have drills like tornado watch drills and tornado drills and so on. And also on the field, we do exercises of kind, you know, simulate some real bad hazard and that type of a thing. So, yeah, you're right. We work with a lot of people, law enforcement, local officials, and so on down the line.
Yeah, it's a lot of coordination. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events that we've seen over those 33 years. What are some that you remember the most?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. Mostly weather-related, like ice storms we had here several years ago. The county was out of power, most of it, and that type of a thing. And then we've had some summer times where we had power outages, and we had to address that, you know, and get emergency generators in. A severe power outage and snow and ice and everything else. We had to bring in the National Guard with their generators to supplement our shelters and so on for sheltering.
Mm-hmm. Well, some floods. I remember the Halloween ice storm back in 1991. I know what a hassle that was for me working here at the radio station. I just imagine what it was like for you trying to figure everything out in the dark.
Yeah, that was a hassle. We were out of power. The whole town was out of power. We did have an emergency generator at the courthouse that could use radios and so on. And I spent about 50-60 hours there right at the dispatch center. That actually became my EOC because my EOC was upstairs in the courthouse and there was no power up there, so we had to use everything down there. So yeah, that was a big hassle. We were out of power for quite some time, and then getting it back online again and getting everything going, it got to be kind of mind-breaking.
Yeah, well, there are so many things that have to be done and so many people waiting in line for different types of help, too. And, you know, it seems like every spring, if we suddenly get a few decent-sized rain events, we all start looking at the rivers and creeks and streams right away, worrying about flooding. We seem to be somewhat susceptible to that. Was that kind of always a concern of yours?
Yes, it was. We did do a lot of monitoring on the streams when we have a lot of heavy rain. We had a couple times where the water ran out of the banks, you know, right here in town, and the little bluegrass creek going through here. But we did lose some homes there at one time, and yeah, that's a big worry because we get into 2 or 3 inches of rain at one time, and you really got to start monitoring because you got several locations here in the county alone that we really have to keep a watch on because it can pop up real quick like. And most of the time now, after some of the storms we did or floods we did have, there was a buyout on some of the homes that were in the flood area. And of course, pretty much now we're pretty clear as far as anybody being affected. Maybe just a little bit, you know, in the driveway or something like that. But we're getting pretty well protected now. Everybody's got moved out of their area.
Well, you start to identify some of those trouble areas, and then take some positive steps toward getting that taken care of before it becomes a trouble area again. I just want to ask you, though, too, you go to work every day for 33 years as the county's emergency management coordinator. You know, you always have your eye on disasters and things that happen, and folks would think that that's kind of a tough job to have to deal with, the headaches of dealing with bad times. But do you always go to work thinking that you're actually going there every day to help people?
Well, preparedness is public preparedness. And personal property is some of the things we're always worrying about. We got to be sure that we can address anything that comes along, so that we can protect the public. And yeah, it's on our minds, but we don't really address it that heavily because unless we know the weather is getting bad or something's going to happen, well, it's pretty much the same old story. Go back and paperwork and then back home again. But we're always thinking about it. Sometimes we got to change our plan a little bit. We think about maybe we want to do something a little bit differently. But other than that, it's pretty much the same old thing.
Will there be big changes down the road, do you think, in the emergency management business?
I don't think so. I think it'll pretty much be about the same. Of course, we got involved in 911. That was one of our big projects that we started a number of years ago in the 90s, and initiated 911, and I got involved with that pretty heavily. It got kind of dropped on emergency management to head the thing out, so we did do a lot of work on that, and that's been one of our big projects that we've had over the years. And of course, now since then, it's been changed again, the new equipment every now and then, and a lot of additions added to it. So that's been kind of a big issue with us.
Is it hard sometimes? You get in the car, does it want to just point itself right to the courthouse?
No, that's pretty much routine.
You're getting used to being free from the responsibilities.
Yeah, I think about it in the morning when I get up. Well, now I got to go to work. Oh, no, I don't have to go to work, you know. But I'm getting used to it, so I pretty much know what's going on anyway. So.
Well, it'll probably hit you that first big snow event we have this winter.
Then I'm going to sit here and put my legs up and say, ha, 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 somebody else can do it.
Have a cup of coffee and hope for the best.
That's correct.
Well, Les, thanks for all the years of service. We appreciate it. And, you know, you never really know how many lives you affect until you sit back and reflect on all that over the years. And it's been many. And we appreciate the good hard work and taking us forward in a positive direction all these years, too. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, too.